You know, we find it very odd and strange that not one human so far, and we're not saying this so you do it now, because we're going to tell you now you've spoiled it, but not one human has asked what was so significant about the analog signal that the looky box or the TV body required that it had to shift to be shifted to digital. Not one person has asked about that.
Can you
well,
tell us now, please?
We will. We've thought about it. That's right. That's right. Thought about it. Now you're going to know about it. So that's good. The difference is in the shift of this energy level as wavelengths of light are changing, as the body is becoming, the earth is becoming what you may call a bit more volatile. I mean, used to, if a 4-point something earthquake, everybody went to getting their Kodak. Well, now, if you don't have 5 or 6 of them a day, it's sort of an off day in the earthquake world. Okay, now this signal has the wavelengths have shortened, so therefore the analog signal that they used to put out everywhere became a superior bit of old technology. And they were using it thinking it was the only way they was going to get to Ed Sullivan's shoe. There you go. So everybody could enjoy it, because people got to watching the radio so long that a picture showed up. Because they used to sit around and watch the radio until they actually got to where they could see it. Then the next thing you know, they had television. Okay? Now, when that happened, the analog signal was so powerful because now since the shortening of those wavelengths has taken place because of you marvelous human creators, it has intensified its power and response more so even than the digitized or the digital signal. So there, what did the government do? They said, take it away. We'll take it back and we'll use this for our code, our secret, our whatever way to communicate that no one will be able to pick up on. And then very quickly, all of a sudden now, with a little bit of shifting of that analog signal that's been converted to digital, no one can pick up anything.
Unless you have analog receiving equipment, which you can build or buy, I'm sure if you want.
That's right. That's correct. And now you almost have to, if you're going to tap into that, you marvelous human creators, you almost have to go back to the tubes. Remember the days before chips when they had tubes?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, tubes become significant.
Yeah. If they go out, you're hard pressed to find new ones.
That's correct. Oh, they won't allow them. That's right, because then you'd be kept into that analog signal. Analog.
And what are they, what purpose is there for us to be able to tap into that?
Oh, no purpose. You just can if you want to.
I remember seeing pictures of something that was discovered in an Egyptian pyramid that looked like a tube.
Yeah, that's great. They call it the flower. They call it a flower with the Baghdad battery. Remember that big story about the Baghdad?
Yeah.
And let me tell you,
they're using a frequency that can only be generated through this tube, and it's interdimensional or something?
Yeah, it ain't interdimensional. My God, it's wine and copper that reacts with the clay pot that it's in. That's not science fiction. That's just the way electrodes respond to an acid in a copper.
If we know how to attune to those frequencies, that could unlock secrets.
Oh, it absolutely does. And it also can make lights come on and go off. It can make lights last. JW went through a little season there. He has lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of lights. And the next thing you know, almost every light went. Not at the same time, but very quickly. It's like boom, 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 boom. And then he said, well, enough of this. This is kind of a pain in the butt because some of the ceilings are a bit high up. So it's like, this is a pain in the butt. So he changed them, or had them changed. He don't do nothing, but he had them changed. And he's not had to replace a bulb since. And that's been probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, they
His
have
bulbs
old.
Don't play out.
Wow. Did he use a different electrical system or just
nope.
different bulbs?
Nope. Same bulb.
Just
He changed his intention regarding filaments of light bulbs.
Did it change the frequency of the light in the room in some way, or the vibration of the ambient?
No. He can control it. It's what they call a smart house, and it'll just do all kinds of things. You hit a certain one, it'll turn the whole sets of different lights on, and the little halogens that make the little spots, and then the big lights that make big light, and blah, blah, blah. But he controls that without ever even pushing a button. He just says...
Voice activated?
Not even voice activated. He just has control over it because he doesn't have any rules about having to push a button. But it's about like Bob trying to figure out how to push the green button when he's trying to connect the call.
And these lights are not all networked together using some kind of digital circuitry.
He doesn't know.
Oh. Cool.
And it's fun because just there's no rules. His outside lights, the outside displays, they come on automatically. They go off automatically. They do their thing. No problem.
But you started this by talking about that they switched away from the analog frequency because they wanted to use it for their own purposes.
That's right.
Sort of get it out of the public domain.
They did and they have.
And what purposes is it being used for?
It's more powerful than the digitized signal that they're putting out, so it carries better. It's like what they replaced the old shortwave. Well, analog became a more powerful shortwave than even shortwave. It changed. They capitalized on it to take it out so they could use it for their very own communications. So if there is a problem, then the satellites don't work, then the analog will.
Yeah, I just realized this 30 seconds ago. They're ready for the EMP. They know it's coming.
You better believe they know it's coming. They know.
Oh, man,
right.
That's big. Big pattern.
That's when they swapped out all the radio equipment from analog to digital. I was on analog radios forever, and they switched it all to digital.
Yep.
Because the government's taking over all analog because they have all this old infrastructure that they can just whip out, and they're good to go, and, well, we're all screwed.
Yeah, you know,
would it be any advantage to any of us to buy tuner equipment that can tune into those frequencies and just have it around?
Nah, we ain't having no.
We're going okay. As Tuesday Lob Sing Romp has stated, that dialing your frequency is easy as a radio dial. All you have to know is how to tune it.
Or get you one of them newfangled ones that does a scan, and it'll find any signal that's out there. You don't even have to know the frequency.
Not your brainwave signal.
Well, I beg your sweet humble pardon. Have you ever changed your mind?
Yes.
Well, how'd you do that if you can't scan it? That's fun, sports fans.
Yeah, where do we get one of these ESP scanners?
No, I think the better question is how do I turn the one that I have on?
Oh, yeah.
There we go. That'll be lots easier than going to look for one. Because then you'll have to have Vestal sing a little to you to get it. And once you figure out how to turn it on, then you figure out how to tune it in, then you can control the volume and see how voluminous you want it or not. You can turn it down real soft, or you can turn it up way loud. You can do it as loud as ludicrous if you want to. And we're having great fun with this interaction because there is no big secret. There is no gobbledygook here. This is the way it was. All that's happening here is you're getting the opportunity to engage that which you've already got. You see? So in making it your own and not someone else's by default. That's all.